Hi everyone, this is Warren Carr for InclusiveAndroid.com, and today I'll be taking a look at the Amazon Fire Tablet 2015 I just picked up from the mail. I'm going to be unboxing this tablet and we'll take a look and review a few things that make sense to us as blind people and the ones that we prefer the most or things that matter most to us. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get that box open, shall we? All right, let's get this baby open. All right, let's see what's out of the box here. Get it out. All right. There's another box there in the box that it came in. So I'm going to open this one. It has a plastic. All right, let's take that out of the plastic. All right, so I've got to tear this thing off. All right, throw that off. Now, let's look inside. All right, see what it comes with. There's a tablet. There's the USB port and the adapter. That's all. There's no booklet, nothing. Way to go, Amazon. Cut down on that cost. $50. Good deal. All right. Now I'm going to take the tablet out of the plastic. Get it out. All right, now I'm holding the tablet in my hand and feels like the Nexus 7. I mean, the size and all looks like it's a little bit longer. I'm not sure. I haven't held a tablet in such a long time. So my observation may be skewed here. So, but feeling the tablet near the top, on the top part, on the top part of the device, the very top, we have, that's like a headset. Yeah, that's a headset, headphone jack. And next to it is a long bar, which I believe has to be the volume. And then next to that, I'm going right, left from left to right now. So I'm going right. So at the very top on the left is the headphone jack, followed by what appears to be the volume bar. Next to that is the USB input, I believe. Yep. Then next to that on the extreme right, toward the extreme right corner, is, I believe this is the power. And that's it. Let's look on the side. Looking on the right side, just below there appears to be something like, I think that's an SD card or something. Let's see if I can pry that open. Let's see. There we go. Sure enough, that's an SD card slot right there. Of course, there's no SD cards in there. It wouldn't even give me an 8 gig SD card. Shame on those guys. Just kidding. All right, now continuing down. There's nothing on that side, on that right side. Now looking on the left, there's nothing. At the bottom, there's also nothing. So in summary, again, at the top, we got the headset jack followed by the volume. Then I think this is the USB input. Then the power. And on the right side near the top is the SD card slot. Now I'm going to hit the power button. I believe this thing has some charge in it. So I'm going to hit that power. And I'm going to wait. As a general rule, I always give these things about 30 seconds to about a minute to let them get to the screen that I believe I'll be able to turn on accessibility. And I'm going to hold down my two fingers on this to see if it will turn on accessibility. So I'm going to keep on waiting for a while to be sure that it gets to where we could turn on accessibility. Don't want to make mistakes here. So still waiting. We're waiting. I think I should do it now, shall I? Let's go ahead and put our two fingers down and see what happens.
Keep holding down two fingers to enable accessibility.
Oh my.
Accessibility enabled. Voice view ready. Voice view tutorial. Basic gestures lesson. Welcome to the voice view tutorial. When voice view is turned on, you can touch the screen to learn what's under your finger. After touching an item to select it, double tap anywhere on the screen to activate it. The tutorial is organized into lessons such as basic gestures, text entry, and advanced gestures. This is the basic gestures lesson. Each lesson has multiple steps. The tutorial navigation buttons exit, previous, and next are always available at the bottom of the screen. You can exit the tutorial at any time using the exit button. For future reference, a couple of quick tips. When on the lock screen, swipe up with two fingers to unlock. To access settings and notifications, swipe down with two fingers from the top of the screen. To find this tutorial in the future, swipe down with two fingers from the top of the screen, select Settings, then Accessibility, then Voice View, then Voice View Tutorial, and choose the lesson you would like to start with. More help is available in the Accessibility User's Guide. To locate the guide, swipe down with two fingers from the top of the screen, select Settings, then Accessibility User's Guide. To get started, find the next button near the bottom right corner of the screen by dragging your finger across the screen until you hear next button.
Well, there we go. It sounds pretty good. I like the voice. I'm going to be using Explore by Touch now.
Welcome to the voice view tutorial.
And find that next.
Previous button. Exit. Previous. Next button. Good. You can double tap anywhere on the screen to activate the selected item. Try double tapping on the screen to continue to the next step of the tutorial. Good. The screen has a bunch of icons on it. You can navigate item by swiping one finger left or right anywhere on the screen. Explore by touch to find one icon and then swipe from left to right to move to the next icon. Good. The screen has a bunch of icons on it. You can navigate item by swiping one finger left or right anywhere on the screen. Explore by touch to find one icon and then swipe from left to right to move to the next icon. Good. The screen has a bunch of
okay, icons. It's basically repeating what it just said.
CDA diagnostic, row 4, photo importer, row audiobooks.
Now I'm exploring.
Store, Goodreads,
now I'm going to swipe for those that like swiping.
Exit button. Previous button. Next button.
I'm swiping. Now, it doesn't wrap to top, all right? So if I'm going to swipe backward.
Next, but previous, exit, audio, docs.
All right. So that's for you guys who are swipers, like Swiper and Dora.
Good. Once an item is selected, double tap to activate
okay.
It.
Of course, it doesn't seem to have a proximity sensor, but it's a decent tablet. Now I'm going to go find the next Good. And go to the next.
Next, but. This lesson gives instructions on how to operate the on-screen keyboard when using voice view. To type a letter, drag your finger around the keyboard until you hear the letter you want to type, then lift your finger. The letter will then be echoed, confirming that it was typed. You will need to use the keyboard to set up your device. To continue, explore with your finger until you locate the next button, then double tap.
All right, I'm going to go to next.
Next. This lesson teaches you how to use granularity and other advanced gestures. Granularity allows you to navigate through text or other items by different amounts, such as by character, word, or window.
I'm going to turn up the volume a little bit.
Granularity, swipe up then down using a single motion. To cycle down in granularity, swipe down then up using a single motion. Try swiping up then down in a single motion to adjust granularity. Next button. Window. Good. To navigate by grand word. Next.
All right. Now I'm going to go to next.
Character. Window. Word. Good.
All right.
Good.
Next.
Next. This step teaches you how to modify an incremented control, such as a slider control. To increment a control, focus the element, then swipe right, then left using a single motion. To decrement, Focus, then swipe left, then right using a single motion. Try this by exploring the screen to focus the slider control, then swipe right, then left in a single motion. Slider, 50%. Slider, 50%. Slider, 50%.
Ah, it's not changing. Let's try that again. Find the slider.
50%. Slider, 50%. Good. You now know how to modify an incremented control. This completes the advanced gestures lesson. Use the next button to move to the next lesson. Reverse landscape. Slider, 30%. Portrait.
Okay, so I got the slider to 30%. Okay, let's go to next.
Next, but this lesson teaches you gestures to quickly navigate your device, such as shortcuts to home or navigate back. You will be able to practice the gestures and receive feedback that they are correct. To navigate back, swipe down then left. Try swiping down then left. Good. That would have taken you back, as if activating the back button. To navigate home, swipe up then left. Try swiping up then left. Device navigation lesson.
Okay.
Good. That would have taken you back, as if activating the back button. To navigate home, swipe up then left. Try swiping up then left. Landscape.
Oh, why is it not doing it?
Good. That would have taken you back, as if activating the back button. To navigate home, swipe up then left.
Let's try that again, shall we?
Swiping up then left. Reverse landscape. Reverse portrait. Good. That would have taken you back, as if activating the back button. To navigate home, swipe up then left. Try swiping up then left. Landscape. Portrait.
I've done that and it's not saying it, so I'm going to go next.
Finish. Button. Screen orientation locked and portrait during setup. Select your language. Deutsch, German not checked.
Okay, let's go find English.
Portuguese not checked. Italian not. French not. Spanish not. English, United States, not checked. English, United States, checked. Tap on continue button
okay.
To proceed.
Near the bottom, of course, going to be my continue to the right.
Continue. But connect to Wi-Fi.
Now I'm going to connect to my Wi-Fi now, and this is where we're going to put the typing to the test. So let's find my Wi-Fi and connect to it.
Belkin.9Fay to Belkin.add2, 3 of 22.
Let's try that. Got a lot
Belkin
of Wi-Fi's around me.
Signal strength.
So I'm going to put in my password.
Space, C, A, shift, P.
All right.
T, shift. Symbols. Symbols mode. 5, 6, 6, 3, 2, 3, 3.
All right.
More symbols. Letters. Letters. Letters mode. Space. C, C, N, B, B. Symbols. Symbols mode. Dash. 6, 7, 8, 8.
Let's try to click connect.
Connect button. Connecting. Loading. Please wait.
All right. Looks like we're connected, I believe.
Register
we are.
Register your Fire. By registering or creating an account, you agree to all the terms found here. Link. Your music will be saved to the cloud to protect your purchases. The voice features.
Now I'm
going to
skip the registration for now.
Continue. Button. Registration error.
Nah, that's okay.
You must enter an email address or mobile number to register your Fire. Please try again.
Oh my.
Close. But register your Fire.
Oh goodness. Let's see.
Back button.
I gotta find a way to skip
registration. New to Amazon? Edit email or mobile number.
Well, I don't want to do that right now, though.
Complete setup later.
There.
Continue setup later. Continue setup later.
Yes, of course.
Cancel button. Okay button. Device unlocked. Fire launcher.
All right. So we are now on the home screen, so to speak, and I'm landed right here on this screen, and we have
email row 3, column 4, home grid 5 rows, 5 columns. Goodreads row 3, column home grid 5. Goodreads home grid 5. Contacts row 4. Column calculator row 4, column 4.
Well, as you can tell, it tells you what row and what column you're on. However, it doesn't say as to what home screen you're on. So that's a little difference from what we observe using TalkBack. Now I'm going to swipe from left to right with my two fingers and see where that goes.
Recent list.
That takes me to the recent. Swiping left to right. That's what it takes us to. And doing that again, it doesn't move anywhere. So that's like swiping left to right. Say you're with a Google Now and you swipe, the last one would be like the Google Now page. So let's see how many home pages we got. So the first one, swiping to the extreme left, is going to be the recent apps. So I'm going to swipe left
home
to right.
Grid, 5 rows. Five I mean, columns.
Right to left. Then keep going.
Books. List. Books. 0
keep
items.
Going.
Video. List. 0
Video.
Items. Games. List. 0 item.
Cosa.
Shop. List. 0 items.
I haven't set up.
Apps. List. 0 items. Music. List. 0 items.
I'm swiping from right to left.
Audiobooks. List. 0 items. Newsstand list 0 items.
So that's the newsstand, which is the last one. That's the last home screen. So there are what? Maybe let's see. 1
audio books,
2
music
3
lit, apps
4
list. Shop list
5
0 games list
6
video list
7
books list
8
0 home grid
9
five rows,
that's the
five
one it
columns.
Calls home and then swiping again
recent list
that's
0 items
the 10th one. Wow, a lot of those. All right,
home.
Now let's go ahead
five
now and explore some
columns.
Of the things that matter to us. And like I said, I don't think I said it, but it only has one speaker, unlike the other, you know, Fire tablets that we've come to know. And the speaker, unfortunately, is on the back of the device. It's not a front-facing speaker.
Email, row 3, column 4.
All right, so I'm going to swipe down with two fingers. We're going to go into the settings and see what we have in these settings.
Notification shade, owner, display brightness, slider, 73%.
All right, so here we got
display brightness.
Display.
Wi-Fi 2 bars.
Wi-Fi.
Airplane mode
airplane.
Off.
Airplane.
Bluetooth off. Do not disturb disabled. Settings. Screen will rotate automatically.
No, I'm going to turn that off.
Screen is now locked in portrait orientation. Help. Time zone updated to Pacific Standard Time, 10:19 a.m. Tap here to change.
All right, so that's the control panel. That's the notification panel. Now I'm going to go into the settings, and we're going to take a look at what we have here, and most especially go into accessibility, which is the one that concerns us the most.
Settings. Quick settings. Settings.
For a guy who doesn't like sounds, I think I wouldn't mind these sounds at all. They're not too bad, although I'm going to be turning them off later. And chances, of course, is that I will never be picking up the tablet back up again after I'm done with reviewing and unboxing it. I'm not sure. I'm not a tablet guy, so I think I'm going to get these for my kids. I'm going to get a 6-pack and I'm liking it. I think the kids would like it. So if you have kids, I think this is a good thing to have for Christmas. So definitely I'm going to get a six-pack for my kids and, you know, for other kids as well. All right, now I'm in settings. Let's go in here and look at what we have.
Device. Wireless.
Oh, there's wireless.
Storage.
Storage. Shall we take a look?
Storage. Navigate up. View contents. Button.
Ah.
Internal storage. 4.69 gigabytes free of 5.62 gigabytes. 2 of 2.
Well, there you have it. I'm going to go back.
Back button. Settings.
I don't have an SD card in there. I should have thrown one in there, but I didn't.
Power. Storage. Power.
Let's look at power.
Power. Navigate up. Button. Smart suspend. 2 of 8. Automatic smart suspend is on. Increase standby battery life by automatically turning off wireless connectivity when you aren't using your Fire. 3 of 8.
Well, that's not bad.
Scheduled smart suspend is off. Increase standby battery life by turning off wireless connectivity during scheduled times. 4 of 8. Schedule. From 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. every day. Disabled. 5. Advanced. 6 of 8. Display settings. Reduce display brightness. Or choose a lower display sleep time to preserve battery life. 7 of 8.
Well, all this makes sense to you. I'm not going to go into each and every one of these. I'm just looking for things that are most important. So I'm going to hit the back key here.
Back button. Settings.
So that was power. Let's go down.
Power. Apps and games.
Of course, this is familiar. It's just like our apps and all of that. So I'm not going to go into that. Let's go down.
Display.
Just a display and, you know, how you want the screen to look like. Let's go down.
Device options.
Device options. I want to go into this because it may come in handy when you need to do some things regarding your device. So let's go in here into these device and options.
Device options. Navigate up. Button.
Okay. Here we have.
Battery. 69%. 2 of 8.
That's battery.
Date and time. 3 of 8.
Date and time.
Backup and restore. Manage backup setting or backup.
Now, what
your
was
fire
the first
now?
One? I think I missed the first one. Let me find the first one.
Change your device name. My Fire.
Oh, there
disabled
we go.
Battery. 69%.
So the first one
change
is to change
your
device
name.
My
Fire. Disabled. 1 of 8.
Of course, you have to register. All right, let's go down.
Battery. 69%. 2 of date and time. 3 of 8. Backup and restore. Manage backup setting or backup your Fire now. 4 of 8.
Let's take a look in here, shall we?
Amazon Backup and Restore. Backup and Restore. Backup your Fire, including device settings, network settings, bookmarks, installed apps, and more to the cloud. Backup data can be restored to a new or factory reset device. Backup runs automatically once a day when the device is on standby and connected to Wi-Fi. Switch, not checked. 1 of 2.
That's sweet. Let's go down.
Save Wi-Fi passwords to Amazon. Wi-Fi passwords, including those previously entered, will be saved to Amazon to help you connect your other devices. You can delete saved passwords by turning off this feature. Switch, not checked. 2 of 2.
Okay, I'm going to go back.
Back button. Device options. Navigate. Reset to factory defaults. System updates. Backup and restore. Manage
okay,
backup
so after backup,
backup,
we have system,
system
updates.
5 of 8.
Let's take a look.
System updates. Navigate up. But your build date Tuesday. Your device is running Fire OS 5.0.1 build number 37.5.2.2_user_5220538820. Build date Tuesday, September 29th, 2015, 10:12 p.m. PDT. Your software is up to date. Check now. Button.
I'm not going to do that right now. Let's go back.
Back. Button. Device options.
All right.
Navigate
so
up.
Let's go down.
System updates. 5 of 8. Reset to factory defaults. Remove all personal data and downloaded content from your Fire. 6 of 8.
You know what this does. You want to reformat your system. Then you go in here. Let's
reset
tap here.
To factory defaults. Reset to factory defaults. You are about to reset your Fire to factory defaults, which will remove all of your personal information, Amazon account information, downloaded content, and applications from internal storage.
I think I'm going to click on cancel.
Cancel button. Device options.
All right.
Serial number G0K0. Device model Fire, 5th generation, 7 of 8. Serial number G0K0. H.
All right.
Device model.
So
Fire,
that will be
back button. Settings.
Backup and restore. Let's go down.
Display. Device options.
That was device options.
Personal.
Personal, of course, you know what that would mean.
My account.
So account, we could go in here and set our accounts.
My account. Navigate up button.
So in here we have.
Please sign in with your Amazon account.
All right. And we could sign in. We don't have time to do that right
register
now.
Register button.
So there's a register button. I'm going to go back.
Home. But back button. Settings.
All right. Let's keep on going down.
My account. Profiles and family library.
Let's go in here and see what we have.
Settings. Register your Fire. Navigate up. Register your Fire using your edit, email, or mobile number.
Okay. Let's go back up.
Continue. Button. By registering or creating an account. Back. Button. Settings.
All right.
Personal. My account. Profiles and family. Parental controls.
Here's parental control. Let's go in here.
Register
we have kids.
Fire.
Oops.
Navigate
of
up.
Course,
button.
The registration comes up.
Edit. Email. Nah. Mobile
okay.
Back.
So
button.
Basically, I'm
settings.
Assuming this is where you can go in and control, you know, add other members to the device, and then you can control how kids access it and things like that. I'll have to take a look when I've registered mine. Let's go on down.
Security. Parental controls. Security.
Security. Let's go in here. Take a look.
Security. Navigate up. Lock screen. Passcode is off. Use a PIN/password to protect the data on your Fire.
Nah,
2 of 6.
Not me.
Advanced. Oh. Lock screen. 1 of 6.
Here's the lock screen. That's the first one.
Lock screen. Passcode is off. Advanced. 3 of 6. Apps from unknown sources is off. Allow installation of applications that are not from App Store. 4 of 6.
So you can turn this on. I'm going to turn this on later.
Credential storage. View and store digital certificates that are typically used for VPN device administrators. See which applications are authorized as device administrators for your Fire. 6 of 6.
All right.
Back button.
So I could
settings.
Sideload apps onto this. And of course, I'm going to be installing the Play Store later on. And probably I'll have to do that on a different audio tutorial. Let's scroll up and see what we have.
Keyboard and language. Sound and notification.
Whoops.
Security.
So after security, we have
sound and notification.
Sound and notification. You know what that means.
Keyboard and language. System.
System.
Sync device.
Sync device.
Help.
Help.
Accessibility.
Accessibility.
Legal and compliance.
And legal compliance.
Accessibility.
Let's take a look at accessibility, which is probably most important to me.
Accessibility. Navigate up. Button.
Starting from the top, here's what we got.
Vision settings. 1 of 12.
So under vision,
vision settings. 1 of 12. Voice view. Manage voice guidance settings.
Here's the voice view.
Voice view on
so Amazon calls this on voice view.
And earcon volume. 2 of 12.
Let's go in here.
Voice view. Navigate up. Button.
Inside voice view, we got like.
Voice view. Provide spoken feedback when you touch items on the screen. To disable voice view, select off and then double tap anywhere on the screen. Switch. Checked. 1 of 8. Reading speed, 3. Default, 2 of 8.
Here's the reading speed. We're going to go in here. The default is 3. We'll see how fast it can go and how slow it can go. So let's go ahead, tap on the reading speed.
Reading speed. Reading speed, 1. Slowest. Checkbox, not checked.
Shall
one
we try
eight.
That? Let's try it.
Voice view. Navigate up. button.
Oh my, that's gonna drive River up the world.
Voice view.
This will
spoken.
This would definitely drive River up the wall, and I don't wanna.
Voice view provide spoke reading speed 1, reading speed 2. Check 4. Check box not 3. Default.
That's a default.
4. Check box not 5. Check box 6. Check box 7. Check box 8. Fastest. Check box.
That's the last one. Let's try that.
Voice view. Navigate up. Button.
This is the fastest. And
voice view. Provide spoken feedback when you touch items on the screen. To disable voice. Reading speed 8. Fastest. 2 of 8.
Not too bad.
Feedback tone volume.
But I'm not sure. I don't think this is fast enough for our friend River. So I'm going to go back and
voice view volume. Match device volume. Reading speed 8. Fastest.
Put it on default so everybody will be on the same page.
Reading speed 2. Checkbox 3. Default. Checkbox. Voice view. Navigate.
All right.
Voice view volume. Feedback tone. Voice view volume. Match device volume. 3 of 8.
Let's take a look in here.
Voice view volume. Voice view volume. Match device volume. Checkbox. Checked. 1 of 5. 75% of device volume. Checkbox. Not checked. 50% of device volume. Checkbox. Not checked. 25% of device volume. Checkbox. Not checked. Off. Checkbox. Not checked.
That's the last one. I'm gonna go back.
Back. But voice view. Key echo. Characters. 5 of 8. Feedback tone volume. Match device volume. 4 of 8. Feedback tone volume. Match device volume. Checkbox. Checked. 1 of 5. 75% of device volume. Checkbox. Not 50% of device volume. 25% of device off. Checkbox.
Basically, almost like the same one. Let's go back.
Voice view. Feedback tone volume. Key echo. Characters. 5 of 8.
Let's go in here.
Key echo. Key echo. None. Checkbox. Not checked.
So there's none.
1 of 4. Characters. Checkbox. Checked. 2 words. Checkbox. Not checked. 3 of 4. Characters and words. Checkbox. Not checked. 4 of 4.
Wow. All right. I can go back in here and customize all
back
of this. Go
button.
Back.
Voice view. Voice view tutorial. 7 of 8. Punctuation level. Some. Key echo. Punctuation level. Some. 6 of 8. Punctuation level.
Let's see what we have under punctuation. We got
punctuation none. Checkbox.
That's none.
Not checked. Some. Checkbox. Checked. Most. Checkbox. Not checked. 3. All. Checkbox. Not checked. 4 of 4.
That's the last one. So let's go back.
Back. But voice view.
All right.
Voice view tutorial. 7 of 8. Go to text to speech. 8 of 8.
This is one of the most important ones in my never to be humble opinion. So let's go in here, see what options we have for the TTS.
Text to speech. Navigate up. Button. Default voice. 1 of 2.
Let's tap on that.
Download additional voices. 2 of 2.
Ah, okay.
Default voice. 1 of 2.
Let's see what's the default.
Default voice. Navigate up. Button. English. English. 1 of Sally. USA. Radio button. Checked. English.
Okay.
Sally,
it doesn't have
USA,
any settings.
Sally. US.
That,
my fire.
That
two
I
notifications.
Can find.
White English. 1 of 1.
Okay. So let's go back and go look at download additional voices.
Back button. Text to speech. Default voice. Download additional voice. Download additional voices.
Now here's what we have in download additional voices. We've got
Danish, Denmark, Mads,
Danish,
Denmark, Dutch, Netherlands, Rube, English, Australia, Nicole, 5, English, Australia, Russell, 6 of 30, English, United Kingdom, Amy, 7 of 30, English, United Kingdom, Brian, 8 of 37.
I wonder if we could preview some of these.
English, United Kingdom.
Shall
Amy,
we click on Amy?
37. English, English, United Kingdom, English, Australia, Russell.
There's no place to preview.
English, United Kingdom, Amy. Download in progress.
Oh, it's downloading it. Well,
English,
English, that's crazy. Australia, okay, let's go down.
English, United Kingdom, Amy. English, United Kingdom, Brian, 8 of 37. English, United States, Joey, 9 of 37.
That's Joey.
English, United States, Sally, installed, 10 of 37. English, United States.
Let's tap on Joey too, shall we?
Italian, Italy, Carla, 8. French, France, German, Germany, German, Germany, Icelandic, Icelandic, Italian, Italian, Polish, Poland, Polish, Poland, Wa, 21 of,
let's scroll up,
5 of 30, Portuguese, Romanian, Russian, Russia, Tatiana, Spanish, Spain, Spanish, Spain, Enrique, 31, Spanish, United States, Miguel, 3rd, Spanish, United States, Penelope, Swedish, Sweden, Astrid, 34.
Let's scroll up.
Spanish, Swedish, Turkish, Turkey, Phillies, 35 of 30. Welsh, United Kingdom, Geraint, 36 of 37.
Here, what's the last one?
Welsh, United Kingdom, Gwyneth, 37 of 37.
So that's the last one.
Back. Text to speech, navigate
up. Text to speech, navigate up button.
Oh, that one came in automatically. So let's go into the voices now and see.
Default voice, 1 of 2. Default voice, English, Joey.
Sally, USA, default voice, navigate.
So I see what happens. When a voice is finished downloading, it automatically becomes the default voice. So without me doing anything, you know, Amy just finished downloading and all of a sudden became my default, just like Joey did. So let's see.
Amy, GBR, radio button, checked. Joe, Sally, USA, radio button, not checked.
Joey, USA, radio button, checked. Sally, USA, radio button, not checked.
Sally, USA, radio button, checked.
Well, actually, I think I like Sally. I wouldn't mind Sally on my regular Android phone. So that will be the accessibility, back, TTS. Button. So I'm going to go back.
Text to speech, back button.
Voice go back. View. Okay, navigate. Let's see.
Key echo, characters, 5 of 8.
Whoops, we're still in accessibility.
Back button.
I mean, text to speech.
Closed captioning, hearing setting, font size, screen magnifier is off. Voice view, manage voice guidance settings.
So that was voice view. Now, next.
Screen magnifier is off.
Magnification.
Enable the use of gestures to magnify the screen. 3 of 12. Font size, normal. 4 of 12. Hearing settings, 5 of 12. Closed captioning is off. Show closed captions for videos when available. 6 of 12. Closed captioning preferences. 7 of 12. Convert stereo to mono is off. Mono plays all audio through single channel. 8 of 12. Accessibility help, 9 of 12. Accessibility user's guide, 10 of 12. Services, 11 of 12. No services installed. Disabled.
So this will be things like, you know, Braille back and things like that. I don't have any Braille back installed. I wonder if a Shine Plus, for those folks out there who would like to use Shine, if one could sideload Shine Plus to run on this. So I think after I install the Play Store, we'll see how that goes. So the next thing I want to do before I bring this to a close, I don't like making things unnecessarily long, but I want to see if I can turn this thing off and be able to turn it back on myself, basically turn on the voice and see what happens.
Vision settings, 1 of 12.
Turn off, voice view.
Voice view. Voice view. Navigate up. Button. Voice view. Provide spoken feedback when you touch items on the screen. To disable voice view, select off and then double tap anywhere on the screen. Switch checked. One of eight.
I'm going to turn it off.
Voice view. Voice. The action you are attempting will result in voice view being turned off.
I'm going to double tap.
The action you.
Huh.
Cancel. The action you. Voice view.
I'm just going to click on OK.
Cancel. Continue. Button.
Continue. All right. So now voice view is gone. And of course, I'm left without speech. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to hold down the button and the power button and see if it does anything different, just like we know we do with TalkBack. So I'm just going to hold down the power button. It makes a little noise. I'm going to put my two fingers down.
Keep holding down two fingers to enable voice view. Voice view enabled. Voice view ready. Voice view. Navigate up.
Button. Perfect. Perfect. So I wasn't left out in the cold, and this is good. Well, folks, that will be it. Of course, my next one is going to be how to install the Play Store. So you could, you know, link this to your Play Store and download apps from the Play Store. Again, this is Warren Carr. Thanks for listening to my unboxing of the Amazon Fire 2015. And find us on inclusiveandroid.com for more tutorials, tips, and all the good stuff that matter. Again, this is Warren Carr. Thanks for listening.